different ketana, it depends. If she's a ketana, min eristin, if you only had kedushin first, so ein oisin la maimer, el midasa huya. Then you could only make maimer with her if the father accepts the maimer. But if we had naro, let's say the girl was a naro already, she's already 12 years old, then the loch is, bein midas atzma, bein midas aviyah. You can make this a maimer, either giving it to her or giving it to her father. So who you see by maimer that's kedushin, you could give it clearly even to the daughter, even to the naro. So it's a kashin Rabbi Yechon, how could Rabbi Yechon say according to the Rabbanim? Kedushin is only through the father, not through the naro. Here it says clear by maimer, it could even be done through the naro herself. So Mer says rather like this. This is the svara of Rabbi Yechonon. Ella, rather, if you want to learn, Ella Yitmar, Hochi Yitmar. This is the way you're supposed to learn. That Amr Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, my time with the Rabbi Yechonon, Ali with the Rabbanon. What's the svara of Rabbi Yechonon according to the Rabbanon Shita to say that by kedushin only the father could receive her kedushin and she cannot receive her own kedushin? I say like this: kedushin the midaita, kedushin when you marry your wife, you have to have a hadas, she has to be maskim, you need her consent hadas. So then we say, only the father has the right to give out the das, and not she, even though she's a nara, she's a gebela. The Torah was mezaka, kedushin to the father, only the father could do it, not her. Mashenken gerushin, that she receives a get, to ba kocha. In such a case, midiraisa, you do not need her das, even by force you could give your wife a get, even if she doesn't have das. Therefore, the svar is easier to give a get to your wife. Therefore, it's easier, and we say, beni benaviyah. Whether you give it to the father or to the naira herself, she could receive her own get. That's Rabbi Yechonon svara. But if so, her maimer is still a question by maimer, by the yibam, when he wants to make kedushin with his yibama. Timi daito, but it has mean is you have to have das for shas kedushin. You need her das. And still, the katanya, still we learn, beni benaviyah. Either she or her father, both of them could receive the kedushin, says the kashan of Yechonon. Sumara says, no. Hosm over there, but maimer de bar korcha. We're talking about when the yavam makes maimer, he does it even by force, even without her consent. How could that be? And I tell you, the Rebbe, it's going according to Rebbe Shita. Titania would learn like this. If the yavam wants to make maimer kedushin with his sister-in-law, with yavamom, shalai midaita, without her consent, she doesn't want. He's done, gives her money, gives her the ring, the Shem Kedushin. So Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, Kona, yes, Midi Rabbanan, you have this Kinyan Kedushin right now, she's your wife, Midi Rabbanan. The Chachama Moim, the Chachama say, like Kona, no, Kedushin has to be on the Midaita, if she agrees. If she doesn't want it, you can't marry her by force. Yeah, now, what's the Machlekes? My time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's Svar? I'll tell you, Goma mi Biya of Yavama. He learns it out from Biya of Yavama. Ma Biya of Yavama about Kocha. Just like B of Yivam is done by Korcho, Afochinam here also by Korcho. He learns it out from Yibum. Just like when you do the actual mitzvah of Yibum, which is the Bia, there you could do it even by force without Hadas. So therefore, when you're going to make Kedushin on Yivama, you could also do it even by force. For Rabban and Savri know, Yafina mi Kedushin. I'd rather learn it out from the din of Kedushin all over. That a regular Kedushin is Ma Kedushin, a regular Kedushin is the Midaita. You're going to do it with Hadas. Is that Fochinami Midaita here also? Even though you're only marrying your sister-in-law, which is only a Drabonadical Kedushin, because Midiraisa you can only make Bia. Because not for the Kenyan Bia, she's called an Erva. Really, she's your brother's wife, she's an Erva to you. So to make Kedushin, you can't make Kedushin Midiraisa. You can only make the Mitzvah Yibum. Just Midirabonan, though, you can make Kedushin on, you can make Maimer. So even Midirabonan, though, it's only Mi'ain, a Kedushin Midiraisa, it has to be Midaita and not Bakocha. What is the machlokes then? Hatayir Rebbe Sava Milu the Yavama Mi Yavama Hevel Lamelof. To svar learn out Dina Yavama from Yavama. Like you're making this maimer now in your Yavama. So the real kinyan is Bia. Just like by Bia by a Yavam is even by Korcha. So what then the kedushin you're doing by Yavama is also going to be by Korcha. For Abon and Tzavri no, but Lamaisi you're not doing Bia now. What you're doing right now is kedushin. So if so, kedushin and kedushin Hevel Lamelof. If it's more of a svara, to learn out from regular kedushin. So therefore, just like regular kedushin has to be done midaita, here also this maimer also has to be done after midaita. Now the Gemara says, "Hochinami mistavra." It's also a big svara the way we just explained Rabbi Yechonon. It comes out very good. Could it come a taretz Rabbi Yechonon? The way Rabbi Yechonon learns pshat here, that the reason why by maimer the kedushin helps to give even to her is because maimer is even by korcho. But a regular kedushin is only done midaita. There you can only give it to the father and not to the nara. It's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Midiktani said, because it says in the sefer of this halacha by Maimer, we added before in parentheses, says in the sefer, Midiktani sefer, Mashenkim, it says Mashenkim b'kedushin. It says clearly the same halacha does not apply by kedushin. So the mashma only by Maimer, you could give the Maimer even to the Nara. But by regular kedushin, you cannot be Mekadosh and Nara, give her the money, you have to give the father. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. If Yechanan says that like this, kedushin is only by the father, through the father, not through her. Only by Maimur is done by Korcha, then he could do it through her. But a regular kedushin that's only midaita can't be done through her. Akrikach the Mor says it's so. Ela Naima, let's say if you have a tuf to the Resh Lakish. If so, let's say it should be a kasha and Resh Lakish then. Because according to Resh Lakish, he says by kedushin, even a regular kedushin, you could be done through her. He holds the same way your button say by gerushin. Either the father or she, the Nara, can accept her own gerushin. The same way by kedushin also, she can also accept her own kedushin. So go to Kash here, it says clearly, Masha ain't came by kedushin. By kedushin, it's not that way, that the Nara cannot accept her own kedushin. So Zolokhur is a Kash and Resh Lakish. So Mar says, no. Oh, my Lord, Resh Lakish will say back and answer you, Hamani Rebbe Yehudi. No, this goes according to Rebbe Yehudi Shita. The Omer of Yehudi says clearly, even by gerushin, he says, that the svari is ein shtei yadayim zoiches kachas. Two people do not have the same hand. Therefore, it's only the father that has the hand over his daughter. So the father could either receive the get or give the, or receive the kedushin, and not she. But this mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But enechnani, according to the Rabbanan Shita, Resh Lakish holds that by kedushin, both she and the father both could receive the kedushin. So here's the kasha. If he says goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says Mashen Kain Bekedushin. That by Kedushin you can't have that she could accept it. So the question is, Mashen Kain Begerushin me boy live. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, should have said even stronger, should have said even by Gerushin, that only the father could receive it and not her. So Gemara says, true, Einach Nerem, it's not true. But I did the Tani Maimer. Since it talks about Maimer, I did done, but the Kedushin has to do with Kedushin. Hatayotoni Nami Mashenke and the Kedushin. It says, who was in the opposite way around and does not apply by Kedushin. Talks about Kedushin because we started out talking about Maimer, which is Kedushin. But true, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he holds that when you have your own Nara, when the father's still alive, even though she's a Nara, she's a Gedela, as long as she's not a Begeris yet, only the father could receive either the gerushin or the kedushin, and not the nara, not the nara herself. Verse says, "Now the maskasha Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if so, maishna maimer. Then according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that only the father has the yad. So why by maimer could she receive her own kedushin? Why should maimer be different according to Rabbi Yehuda?" So Mor says, yeah, there's still a svara. I'll tell you, hoyol ozukuka v'yamedis. Yibam, the old svara is that she was first married to your brother. Now when the brother dies, so the brother that's alive now has a din zika. In other words, his wife, your brother-in-law's wife, is attached to you. Your brother's wife is attached to you. There's a din zika. So since she's a little bit attached to you, that's why it's easier to marry her, and that's why you can do the kedusha through her. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that by zikas yibam, you could give the kedusha to the nara herself. So Mar says, "Hash to the Yasid Lochi. Once you come onto this svara now, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yechanan Amilah Tikshaloch. We won't have any question anymore in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said that even according to the Rabbanan Shita, Kedushin could only be through the father and not through the Nara. On this we had a question. Now the Mishnah says, by Maimer, you could give the Maimer to the Nara herself also. So like, this is very good. I'll tell you that there's no question according to Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan Amilah Tikshaloch Mikori. Can't ask any question to start out with. Because I'll tell you, Shani Maimer, Maimer is different. Hoyulus Kukav Yemedis. There's a din Zika involved. In other words, your brother was married to her already. Then when your brother died, so his wife falls to you, Liyibim. There's a Zika, she's a little bit attached to you already. Therefore, since she's attached to you already, that's why now the Kedushin you're making is only like a finishing touch. So therefore, you could give her the Kedushin. Whereas a regular wife, when you go to, you have nothing to do with her yet. Therefore, now you have to make the whole kinyan. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says that the kedushin can only be through the father and not through her. Tanan, we learned in our mission here. It says, "Ha'ish mikadish es vitoi, a father could marry off his daughter kishi naro, even when she's a naro." So it says, "Boye v'shluchai," the father himself could receive the kedushin, or else he could even make a shliach to accept the kedushin also. But the deek is, boyu v'shlucha yin, only the father and his shliach helps to receive the Kedushin. But boyu v'shlucha la, but she can't do it. She can't make a shliach, or she herself can't accept her own Kedushin. So Chorot Yusuf, the Rosh Lakish, just to be a kasha, according to Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish said that the Nara could receive her own Kedushin, so why does the Mishnah say only the father could do it? Oh, Moloch Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish answers back and says, I'll tell you, Pamani Rebbe Yehudahi. And our Mishnah also goes according to Rebbe Yehudashita. And the Rabbanan Shita is now that she could receive her own Kedushin. So Gemara says, Me Moses Mukmaloch Rebbe Yehudah. Could you say that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehudashita? Voktoni Sefer, the Mishnah later of Memvav says like this. Hoi Melisha, somebody says to his future wife, his Kachali bit tomorrow zoo, I want to marry you with this date. And then he says again, his Kachali bizur, it says Loshin is Kachu again, or marry me with this date. So we say over there that it depends. You have to have each date by itself, at least one of them has to be worth a Sheva Pruta. But if either one of them by itself is not worth a Sheva Pruta, just the two of them together, we say Ainu Mekadeshes. Because since she says the word is Kachu, as he said, is Kachu, Kachu twice, it means each one separately is a Maitzi Kedushin. So if each one separately does not have a Sheva Pruta, she's Ainu Mekadeshes. The Kedushin is no good. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, the Yarmina we say, we explain the Mishnah later, Mantan, who's this Tam, is Kachi, that says, you know why he meant each one separately? Only because he says the word Kedushin twice. The Yoma Rabbi says, Rabbi Shimoni, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yoma that he says in the Gemara in Shavuos, that at Shiyoma Shavua Lecholecha V'yechetz. Question, when you want somebody to swear, how many Shavuos do you have to make there? So to separate the Shavuos, you have to say the word Shavuos each one separately. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. So you see, you have to say the word Shavuos separately here also now means next Mishnah. Says the word Hiskachu separately, then we say you mean separately. The Chitem the Gemara says, Kula Reb Yehuda, maybe no. Now this Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, and the next Mishnah is also according to Reb Yehuda. Just maybe Reb Yehuda also holds like Reb Shimon. I'll tell you, the Prati, Savulok Reb Shimon. Or Prati, Savulok Reb Shimon. The Prato made it sound like Reb Shimon. For the Gemara, is that true? Me Sobolo, if I hold like that, the Me Sobolo, for a time you will learn. This is the klal. Klal ain't a chayiv alachet. If you say one klal, you only chayiv one shrua. Prat, if you speak out separately, shrua, prat separately, chayiv alachet, then you chayiv each one separately. Divere Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. Not after shrua, you say the prat of each one separately, you chayiv separately. Rebbe Yehuda Aimer, shrua, if you speak out the word, I want you to swear. Then it also loshen each one separately has to swear. Now, Rebbe Lezer Weimer, loy lecho shvua, the word shvua has to come at the end only. Then we say chayv kolachas viyachas. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Shimon says, li oylam ein chayv ad shiyama shvua lecholecha viyachot. So the kids you see that Rebbe Yehuda argues on Rebbe Shimon. And so Rebbe Shimon is the only one that says that when you chayv a separate shvua, if you say the word shvua separately. So the kitz at the end of our Mishnah, you see, clearly is not like Rebbe Yehuda, it's only according to Rebbe Shimon. So how could you say the beginning of our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda? You see, the end of the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Yehuda. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you the pshat is, Elakula Rebbe Shimoni, true. Our whole Mishnah, the beginning and the end, goes according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. But I'll tell you like this, Uveshlichis Sabulak Rebbe Yehuda, Negeyet Hilcha Shlichis, even Rebbe Shimon holds like Rebbe Yehuda. That the locher is, by shlichus, only the father could marry off his daughter, and she cannot receive her own kedushin. That's what the Mishnah says, ish mekadish, boy v'shlucha, only the father could do it, not she. But, yeshiv zolok abiyudi, so now it's good out for Mishnah, even according to Resh Lakish. Now that our Mishnah says, only the father could do it, and not she, goes according to Rabbi Yehudashita. Now the Gemara says, Rav Asi loy ol of a medrasher. Rav Asi didn't come into yeshiva to base medrash that day. So Ashmichel the Rav Zeri met Rav Zeri outside. Omalei my omer hid in the medrasher. What did they talk about? What was the shir about today in the base medrash? Omalei. So Rav Zeri answered back and said, you should know. Af ano loy ayel. I also didn't go into the yeshiva today. But Rav Avin who the ayel. Rav Avin is the one that went into the yeshiva. The yomer he said over like this. That Chavrusa Kula Reb Yochanan, all the people of the Beis Medrash gathered together and held like Reb Yochanan. That the locher is even according to the Rabbanan Shita, by Kedushin, only the father could accept the Kedushin, and the Nara, she cannot accept her own Kedushin. All of them held like Reb Yochanan. But Vitzavach Resh Lakish Kikruchio, Resh Lakish was screaming out like a chicken-like, and saying no, The pasuk says, "V'yotze b'hoisa." We have to learn now Tilchas Kedushin from Hilchas Gerushin. And therefore, since by Gerushin it says clearly that the Rabban and Shittur is both could receive the get, both the father or the daughter, the Nara, so who are then by Kedushin also, the Nara could also accept her own Kedushin. That's what Rosh Lakot was arguing. But in the Beis Medrash that day, for Lek of the Yashkech Bey, nobody was listening. Everybody rather held, behold, like Rabbi Yochanan, that by Kedushin the swear was, since it's Midaita, you need the das of the Isha, therefore only the father could give the consent, you need him for the Kedushin, and she herself can't do it. Now, all Malay, so, Rabasi is back to Rav Zera. Omalei, Rav Avin Basamchu, could you rely on Rav Avin? The same goal he said over the locha, right? Omalei, in yes, kimin yoimelatigna. He's like a fresh fish right out of the water that we're roasting right now. In other words, he just came out of the Beis Medrash. I asked him just after Shia. So most probably in this short time, he didn't forget, make the mistake, we could rely on him. And that's what they said that day in the Beis Medrash. Now, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Ano loy Rav Avin Rabbi Chia. That's what we said. Rav Avin said it was not the Rav Avin Rabbi Chia, and it was not for loy Rav Avin Bar Kana. El Rav Avin Stam. It was only the regular Rav Avin, the one that said over this halacha. So Gemara says, the mind of Kamina, what's the difference? The Mirma the day of the day. If you have another steer Kashim or someplace else, the question is, can you ask the question from over there to over here or not? If it's the same Rav Avin, it's a steer in Rav Avin. But now that we're saying it could be two different people, you can't ask the question one against the other. Boy, you mean they Rav Nachman? Rav asked the question from Nachman like.